It is a wonderful gift to yourself to set aside time each day to just be, to create an oasis in a life of busyness and doing. In this culture of striving to make things better, to produce and accomplish, it is actually quite an accomplishment to carve out some time to just be present to how life is, without any effort to judge or change it, to settle into this precious present moment. Creating safe and comfortable time and place for meditation practice can bring benefit to all the moments of your life. Having a special corner in your home and a chosen part of your day set aside for meditation practice can itself be an important signal to yourself and others about the value you give to this work. Honoring your commitment to sit quietly for some part of each day is a powerful message to your body and mind and to those around you that you value your own health and well-being. The longer we engage in this practice, the more we are aware of the benefits, not just to ourselves, but to those around us and ultimately to all beings. Preparing well a place that is comfortable, that allows the posture to be erect and at the same time relaxed. Make sure you have a chair or a meditation cushion that allows for comfortable sitting, using whatever props feel supportive for your body. When the body is comfortable, it can remain still. Having a still body supports stillness of mind. Having the spine vertical allows the mind to remain alert, so sitting upright is usually recommended. Eyes can be closed or with a light gaze at the floor or wall. Hands can be at the knees or lap or in any other steady, comfortable position. If because of certain limitations of your body, lying down for meditation feels necessary, please do that with the intention of staying alert and awake. This guided meditation will last about 30 minutes. Throughout, you will find long periods of silence that invite you to sink deeply into your own mindfulness practice. There will be reminders to come back and back and back again into your intended focus of awareness. You will be instructed to pay attention to different aspects of your experience as the meditation continues. Breath, body, thoughts, feelings, sounds, and eventually opening to all aspects as they arise. If you find it difficult to stay centered as you widen the field of your awareness, it's usually a good idea to come back to the simplicity of the breath, moving in and moving out. Let's start right there, noticing how your breath is right now. Please be aware of the flow of the breath in and out of your body, and any sensation associated with that flow. For this practice, there's no correct way to breathe. Your job is simply to notice how your breath is moment to moment. You may notice that the breath is moving in and out from your nose or your mouth, that it's happening primarily at your chest or your belly. You may notice the sensations of breath at the front, back, or sides of your ribs, or at your chest or abdomen. Notice how it is for you right now. You may notice the flow of breath at your nostrils, a gentle breeze at your upper lip. And again, you may be aware of your breath at your chest, collarbones rising and falling, ribs expanding and contracting, front and back, sides of the ribs expanding and contracting, watching the breath go in and out just as it's happening for you. You may notice that your belly fills and empties, balloons out and then flattens. And without thinking about it or trying to make it happen a certain way, take the time to enter the sensuality of this breathing, noticing all the sensations created by the lungs filling and emptying, the diaphragm muscle expanding and releasing. On its expansion, a delicious massage to all the organs of digestion. The back muscles also getting a massage as the back lungs expand and contract. The in-breath moving up under the shoulders. The out-breath softening those shoulder joints. Every time you notice that your mind has wandered, there's no need to dwell on the content of the thoughts that carried you away. And there's no need to give yourself a hard time about losing focus. Just coming back as quickly as you can to the next breath, and then the next breath, becoming quite intimate with its length and depth, and any sensations you feel as you breathe in and out, in and out. Noticing when and how the breath comes in, where it goes, and how long it stays in. Noticing when and how it turns back out, and how far you can follow your breath out. Our breath is always with us and is endlessly fascinating in its facets and changes. Staying with this amazing flow of breath in and out of your body, just watching it move in and out, shifting your focus now to awareness of your body, moving from your breath to awareness of your body. I'll invite you to scan through each part of your body, and as you do that, you may notice that there may be more or less sensation in any area, that there may be pleasant or unpleasant sensations. Some parts may feel neutral or no sensation at all. And all of that is fine as we shift now to allowing the body to become the focus of our attention. Bringing your awareness to your feet, ankles, and lower legs. Noticing what you find there. Moving on to your knees and your upper legs and any particular sensations you feel. Staying anchored in your body, and if you notice that you've drifted off, allow the sound of my voice to bring you back into focus. Aware now of your hips and your belly and your lower back. Upper abdomen, ribs, and middle back. See if you sense a subtle movement here in your middle body as the breath expands and contracts the ribs. Noticing the front, the back, and the sides of your ribs. Noticing your upper back and chest and even the organs inside affected by this breathing in and out. Bring your awareness across your shoulders and down each arm into hands and fingers. What do you find there? Moving to the very base of your spine and then up through each of the vertebrae, all the way up, slowly to the base of your neck. One vertebra at a time. And when you get there, do explore your neck, your throat, your jaw, your mouth. What sensations are there now? Even inside your mouth. And then around your nose and your ears. Around and behind your eyes. Noticing if there's any difference right to left. Noticing the skin on your face and scalp. The skin all over your body. Perhaps feeling air currents on the skin. Or sensing your whole body now breathing in and out. Imagining that breath going through the pores of your skin in and out. And if you feel any discomfort while you're sitting, allow this discomfort itself to become the object of your awareness. Become very curious about the sensation you're calling pain or discomfort. Does it stay in one place, or does it shift to other parts of your body? Is the sensation sharp or dull? Is this what you would call a chronic pain, or did it just show up? Is it constant or intermittent? We tend to want to move away from pain, to distract ourselves from it or become numb to it. See if you can spend a while longer focusing on what is present for you right now. If there is discomfort, how does your breath affect that discomfort? And how does the discomfort affect your breathing? Can you breathe in and out through the discomfort? Perhaps with a sense of softening around it instead of the usual bracing we do around pain. Observe the many dimensions of this sensation and noticing if it changes as you observe it. Can you rest in just how it is moment to moment? If discomfort does remain for some time, and you feel that you need to move your body to be more comfortable, do that as mindfully as you can. Notice the intention to move. Notice the moving. Notice any effect from that moving. And again, settle down into your seat, remaining again in the stillness of body that supports the stillness of mind. And if you're ready, shifting your focus now from your body to noticing the movement of your mind, which can be just as fascinating and just as fluid as the body and the breath. Keeping a wedge of consciousness so that you don't get caught in the contents of your thoughts, but become a wise and silent observer of your own thoughts. Noticing perhaps patterns of thinking. Are you often drawn into the past with memories and regrets and ruminations? Are you drawn to the future with worries or hopes or fantasies? Without dwelling in any of these thoughts, and also without avoiding them, just know them as puffy white clouds moving across a clear blue sky of your own mind. And just like any cloud, they will eventually change shape, dissolve, disappear. And if you do get carried away into the contents of your thoughts, as soon as you realize this, quickly and again, anchor into the present moment. Clear awareness of your own mind as the blue sky and any thoughts that come across it as puffy white clouds. And when you're ready, please shift your awareness now to any emotions that are present for you. There may be strong feelings that are in the forefront of your consciousness, or very subtle feelings floating along below the surface. And you may find that there are no feelings at all right now. Just stay present to the bare attention to what is here. You may notice that, like the thoughts, emotions will come and go, change and shift, appear and disappear. You may notice joy or delight, anger, sadness, fear, a whole range of feelings that may appear, change shape, and then dissolve. Notice how it is for you right now. And if there is one feeling that is predominant, you may want to note specifically in what part of your body you feel that emotion, and perhaps how that feeling affects your breathing, or how your breathing affects the feeling. Without getting involved in the content or the story around the feelings, and without pushing the feelings away, without trying to summon them up, just notice what's here in the middle of all of it. See if you can find a quiet oasis from which to bear witness to it all. Cultivating a silent witness with which you watch this changing kaleidoscope of quiet and storm, subtle and perhaps not so subtle emotions. Noticing that it all changes, even our most difficult, persistent, recurring thoughts and feelings do change, shift, and eventually dissolve and disappear. When you are ready, please shift your awareness to any sounds you're aware of in this room or outside the room or even inside your body. Not searching for sound, but being receptive to the sounds that arrive. Not labeling the sound or creating a story about any sound, but just the bare consciousness of sound itself. Some sounds may be pleasant. Some may be unpleasant. Some may remind you of some other time or place. But stay with bare attention, just the sensation of the sound, just what your ears are receiving right now. Very, very simple. Just this. And you may become aware of the space between sounds. Allow yourself to rest in the quiet between those sounds, staying with whatever arises. And if you find that your mind has wandered, escorting it gently but firmly back to the sound or back to silence, whatever is present in each moment. And when you're ready, please expand into what we call choiceless awareness, open to all that is present for you, moment to moment, without directing your attention, being open to receive whatever is present, moment to moment, around you, inside you, including awareness of your own breathing, other sensations throughout your body, any thoughts or emotions that may arise, any sounds that are present, the silence between those sounds, without pausing to contemplate or name or judge any of these, just take note of each part as a flow of events that make up your moment-to-moment reality. Undisturbed, a calm presence right at the center of this flow, resting in pure awareness. If in choiceless awareness your mind wanders, you may want to come back to the simplicity of breath coming in and out. Use this as your anchor until the end of our meditation. Let this awareness of all that is sink you into a deeper and deeper knowing that each moment is precious, that this one and this one and now this one, here and now, just as it is, just one more minute now of sitting, and please use it well, fulfilling your commitment to yourself, spending your time resting in this ever-expanding stillness, letting go of everything else.